Here with me in this interview, I have Tony Crooks, USDA Rural Development. And first of all, Tony, tell me a little bit about your area and what you do with rural development.
I'm in Rural Business Cooperative Program. I'm working with the cooperatives principally, and biofuels, ethanol and biodiesel.
Well, we've certainly seen a lot of activity in the last couple of years in that area, so I'm sure you've been very busy. Well, here your talk was about ownership and investment models for rural America, obviously. What are some of the things that you might want to point out right now when it comes to the investment in biofuels plants in rural America?
Just the real challenge that we have facing us is the extraordinary capital outlays that it's going to take to finance these plants. It'd be the equivalent for even a small community of building, say, a baseball field for a major pro team. So there's this huge capital expense particularly for the second generation fuels. It's going to be kind of a modest product in terms of production output for them. So it is some real challenges that they're going to have to overcome. So we're looking at some very creative structures that will help rural communities to kind of buy down the risk so that they would want to participate in that.
Well, I've heard from some of the speakers here that in having a plant put in a rural area can be a very positive thing, but I've heard them add a little asterisk in there, like up to a point. And how do you see where we are going forward from here, realizing we have had a significant amount of growth in that area up till recently? It seems like things may have slowed down some.
Well, one of the things that we're telling communities that approach us with these investments in mind is the importance of developing a community development plan, and so that they would look at it from a holistic standpoint as to whether or not this refinery, biorefinery, fits into their community in terms of the total community good. So it wouldn't be just that, but any kind of business that would be involved with that.
So what are the things that rural development can do for a community right now that is interested?
Well, we have a whole array of grants and guaranteed loan opportunities, and particularly as we look forward to the 2007 or 2008 Farm Bill, there's a large number of second-generation biofuel grants and guaranteed loans that we're going to be looking for communities that would be willing to invest in. So I think that that's probably a big challenge for us as we gear up to be able to find kind of communities that are going to take that on, as well as being for them to build those facilities.
And I guess last I'd ask, you know, we've seen such a concentration in the Midwest, and for obvious reasons with feedstock location. But again, looking forward, do you see that continuing, or how about developing in other parts of the country?
Yes, I see it continuing. We're probably looking at some consolidation in that industry, and particularly the ownership is going to change hands, as particularly if feedstock prices remain at the levels that they are. But we're encouraging development in the other areas of the country, particularly with the second generation biofuels. First, even in California, with the municipal waste partnership with Blue Fire, and in the southeast with the wood pulp or the wood waste. And even in New York, they're developing a biorefinery for wood. So I think there are going to be some real opportunities. And again, time's going to tell how this plays out.
Yeah, I have heard the word uncertainty here a few times today. Well, thank you very much for taking a few minutes to talk with me here at the Transition to a Bioeconomy Conference. I'm Chuck Zimmerman reporting.